الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respectable ulama ikram, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every man that sets foot on earth, every one of them comes with a mission. Everyone has a mission, has something in mind that I will need to leave a mark on earth. And everyone wants to achieve something memorable, something that will be remembered, something by means of which he would be spoken about after his demise. And when speaking about any achievement or feat, then every man is left helpless. Every competitor gives up the game. Every mind cannot comprehend. When it comes to the feat and the achievement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was that the Isra, the journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjidul Aqsa, and from Masjidul Aqsa to the divine courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find in this ayat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing this mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not go into the entire incident of the mi'raj, but just for us to understand that this was such a miraculous journey of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the split or the part of a night, nay, but even a few moments, Aisha radiallahu anha says, the bed was still warm and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was back. And where did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to? And what was his conveyance? Who was his companion? Going on to this journey into the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the buraq. Where the eyes can see, that's your the first footstep. And where the eyes can see again till the end of the horizon is your next footstep. So this was with what speed Nabi Sallam was traveling. Comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, he is the Imam of the Salah and the Muqtadis are all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Goes into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, traveling with Jibreel Amin. Jibreel alayhi salatu was-salam, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Musnad Ahmad, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I've seen Jibreel in his original form. Yes, sometimes he used to come in the form of certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum, most of the time Dihya Kalbi radiallahu anhu, but be as it may, he has 600 wings. One wing, if he opens, covers the entire horizon. One wing. So this is who I was traveling with. Jibreel Amin, coming close into the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Jibreel Amin says, now this is where I can go. Further than this, I am not permitted. Now you will have to go on your own. This was how close Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an achievement. Seeing Jannat and Jahannam. Seeing Jannat and Jahannam with these naked bare eyes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a miraculous journey. Allah says in Quran, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, purity and glory be to that Allah. أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. That he has taken his servant. Allah could have used so many other titles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah could have said, Khatamul Anbiya, Afdalul Rusul, Khairul Anam, the best of men, the best of creation, the choices of my creation. But Allah says, I have taken my servant. Why Subhanalladhi? Allah says, Subhan, that purity and glory be to Allah. Why? Allah is saying, I am free of any doubt and suspicion and speculation. If you may doubt this journey of Nabi Sazam, nay. Allah is saying, I don't need means to employ. I don't need means. When I do things, I don't need anyone. It does not have to make sense to your intelligence, your limited brains. That is why our Ustad used to tell us that many things in deen are not against logic. No, they are beyond your logic. They're not something you can understand. They're beyond your understanding. Your brains are limited that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each one of us and vested us with this capacity and this faculty of thought. It's very limited. So Allah is saying, Subhan, I'm free of any fault, any doubt. This is haq what I have done. I have taken bi'abdihi. I have taken my servant. So we see that the perfection of servants, the perfect servant, was taken to the greatest of heights. That was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To Jannah, to Jahannam, seen everything, witnessing, being in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message for us is Allah is saying, O my banda, O my servants, that what you need to do is lower yourself, I will elevate you. Lower yourself. Be a normal servant of mine, and I will propel you, and I will jolt you to the highest levels of spirituality. Just make yourself my banda. Just become my servant. That's all. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to narrate and say that inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala arsala ila nabiyihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam malakam min al malaika. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent one angel wa ma'ahu Jibreel, together with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, this angel has come today. This is the first time he has come onto earth. I'm sure there's a very important message. Pay very careful attention to the question. So this angel, he turns to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ الْمَلَكُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُخَيِّرُكَ أَن تَكُونَ عَبْدًا نَبِيًّا وَأَن تَكُونَ مَلِكًا. Ya Rasulallah, Allah is giving you the choice. If you want, you can become a servant of Allah, but you will be His prophet. And if you want, you can become a king. The choice is yours. If you want, you can become a king. And if you want, you will be a prophet. But that will be coupled with servitude. You will have to be my servant. فَالْتَفَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِلَى جِبْرِيلْ كَالْمُسْتَشِيرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his attention to Jibreel alayhi salam. That listen, give me a tip, how do I answer this question? Jibreel Amin, فَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَنْ تَوَاضَعْ. That from the two, choose that option by means of which you will be humbled. You will be a low servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلْ أَكُونُ عَبْدًا نَبِيًّا. My choice is to be a servant and a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my profile. That's what I want to become. I want to become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is a servant? Abd. Abd is that person, he has no power of choice. What is Allah gives him, he's happy. What is Allah showers him with, he thanks his Allah. What test comes from Allah, it's from Allah. I'm happy with that test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything of Allah, he's happy. My Allah said something, whatever the case be, it's good for me. I will have to listen. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh, a great pious person of tabi'i of his time, one day he went to purchase a slave from the market, and coming, when he comes to the market and he sees the slave, so he asks the slave that, Aina taskun? I want to purchase you, where will you stay? So he says, wherever you are happy with me to stay, I'll stay as a master. Ma ta'kul, what you gonna eat? What food you will eat? He says, whatever my master puts on my plate, I'm happy with it. He says, what clothes you gonna wear? He says, whatever you give me, I'm happy with it. Hassan al-Basri passes out, unconscious. Few minutes later, he gains consciousness. Then the servant turns to him and says, "Wait, what happened? You never even by me, you're already unconscious." He says, "No, you taught me such a lesson, such thought-provoking points you mentioned to me now, that I could not take it, that you are a normal servant of the world, and you tell me whatever I give you, you're happy with it. That is me. I have to be that type of servant to Allah. What He gives me, I'm happy with it. Whatever He gives me, that's the best for me." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing the various anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, these are my servants. وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا. Remember the incidents of my servants. Not my prophets. Not my rasuls and anbiya. Yes, they were. But what gained them proximity in the court of Allah is that they were my servants. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he resigned to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll have to leave your father. Ya Allah, I'm happy with that decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave your son now and go in the path of Allah. Go give da'wat. Ya Allah, I'm happy with that. He's just born. He comes back. He says, mashallah, I just came back home now from the tashkil. I can take some benefit. I can play with my son a little bit. Allah says, slaughter him now. No problem, Allah. I'm ready for that also. Allah says, these were my servants. وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him kingdom of the then world. He was the king of the entire then world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing Sulaiman alayhi salam says, وَوَهَبَنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ. Allah says, he was such a marvelous servant of mine. He was an excellent servant of mine. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not allow his kingdom to distract him from the obedience of Allah. Allah says, he is my servant. So if Allah gave you wealth, and you use that wealth for the upliftment of deen, Allah says, you my servant. No problem. That is why once, there was a very great buzruk. He was lecturing to his disciples and his muridin, and speaking to them about zuhud. Disattaching ourselves from this earthly life and this the material things of this world. So he's explaining to them why we should not have dunya in our heart. After he finishes his lecture, one person comes up to him and he says, "Jazakallah for that lecture, but I see that your garment is worth 1,000 dirhams. Your convenience is worth 10,000 dirhams. You've got such expensive commodities of this world. You're talking about zuhud and disattaching ourselves." He says, "Jazakallah for the thought. Allah has kept it on top of my body, not in my body. It's fine. No problem. You can have the dunya. It shouldn't be in you. It can be out of you. It's fine." That is why one alim used to explain, one of our ustads, so beautifully. He says, a person can have 1 rand. And he has it in his change pocket or even his back pocket. And another person has a 1 million rand check on the top pocket next to his heart. But the one who has love for 1 rand is destroyed. And the one who does not want and does not think that 1 million rand check next to my heart can help me, Allah does, he is successful. So, the dunya itself is nothing wrong. There's khair in it, you need to learn how to use it. That is why Allah is saying, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, ni'mal abd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Wadhkur abdana Ayyub. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlists and discusses the different calamities and difficulties that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam went in his life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with a lot of sickness. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says he had a lot of sores on his body. He suffered for 18 long years. 18 years with that sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away his children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away all his wealth, everything. And Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was patient. This is the decision of my Allah. He knows my situation. I'm happy with it. When he was patient and he made dua and Allah relieved him of that difficulty, Allah says, ni'mal abd. What a marvelous servant of mine. I tested him for 18 long years and he was patient in the test. He is my servant. So whatever condition comes from Allah, to become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing that who is Abdul Rahman. You know, when a person takes out a certain contracts, when a person takes out a contract, then you will read through that whole contract, whatever the contract may be, anything, whether it be a cell phone, whether it be a car. And in very small writing, you see at the bottom, terms and conditions apply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this contract. Oh my banda, you are my banda. You are my servant. And Allah says the terms and conditions are not in small writing. They're in very big writing. Open Surah 25 verses 63 to 77. Allah says those are the terms and conditions. I'm prepared to help you through any difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those ayat, Surah Furqan, Surah 25 verses 63 to 77. Let us go home today. Open up this constitution of ours and see that am I that servant of Allah or not? Allah wants to help me. Am I fulfilling these conditions? Am I that servant of Allah? وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. One of our ustads used to explain to us and he says, Abdul Rahman, you know who's Abdul Rahman? He says, Abdul Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. That is the true Abdul Rahman. That is the true Abdullah. He fulfills all these conditions that Allah is speaking about. There are approximately 13 prerequisites for you to be classified as the servant of Allah. Let us go home today, open up that Quran. And see, Ya Allah, you have written this Quran for my hidayat. Ya Allah, so many years I haven't opened up and understood what you're asking of me. But Ya Allah, today I want to know what you want of me. And what you want me to become. There are 13. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these servants? And we find that such a simple thing, in that same hadith we just narrated now, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Sam, antawada. You need to be humble. In today's time they say, you throw something high, it falls harder. The higher it goes, the harder it falls. So if you want to throw yourself up, Allah says when you fall, you're going to fall hard. And if a person has to compress himself, example like a spring, you take a spring and you press the spring together and the moment you leave it, it will jump up. So that's what we need to do. Compress ourselves. Humble ourselves. Adopt this quality of humility. Become humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the conditions of becoming the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah says the servant of Rahman. Allah could have said وَعِبَادُ اللَّهِ. Any other quality. Why Allah said وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ? Because every of these qualities, a person is driven by mercy. Rahman, with mercy. Whether it be with his family, whether he be with his employees, with his friends, with associates, with colleagues, with musallis. He's an embodiment of mercy. And these were the salient qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should bring into ourselves these qualities of mercy. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The servant, meaning he has to have mercy, number one. He has to have mercy. He has to be driven by mercy in every of his qualities. In every aspect of his life. Anas radiallahu anhu says, كنت أمشي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One day I was walking with Nabi Sam. وعليه برد النجراني غليظ الحاشية. Nabi Sam had a scarf around himself. It was very coarse. This فأدركه عربي. One Bedouin met Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he pulled Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم very hard with that shawl. Because of which it left marks on the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It left marks on the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he turns and he says, Ya Rasulallah, murli min malillah alladhi a'taq. That, oh, Ya Rasulallah, you give me Allah's wealth that Allah has given you. Not the wealth you're looking after. Allah's wealth, give me some. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns, he looks at him. Thumma dhahik fa'amara lahu bi'ata. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him, he smiles. He says, oh, Sahaba, please give him something. This man is in need. He's truly in need, give him. Nabi Sallam did not get angry. If a person is the boss of a shop, someone comes and he is touching something, you can't read the board, it's written, don't touch. You break it, you have to pay for it. That's not how we should talk. How do we talk with the people working in our garden? People that are domestic workers. Whether it be our wife, we enter the house, wife is frightened. Oh, today I have to be careful what I say. Sometimes a person is smiling from 8 to 5. He's smiling so much, when he comes home at 5 o'clock, his muscles are pulled. He can't smile. He enters, gee, food is ready, quickly. Where's the rotis? That's not how we behave. The wife is frightened. Walana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, that yesterday I was clever. I wanted to change the entire world. Today I'm intelligent, I decided to change myself. We worried about the entire world. Look at the zulm and the oppression in Palestine. Look at the zulm and the oppression of the Muslims and our wives and our mothers around the world. What about the zulm and the oppression in our own homes? That own wife is frightened to ask the husband something. She's frightened to even suggest something. I think so this cabinet we can move it. No, frightened. Hey, he'll blow. His fuse will blow. Short-circuited. No, this is not how we should be. Nabi Sallam was embodiment of mercy. How Nabi Sallam dealt with his wives? Allahu Akbar. Just the other day we passed on the riwayat in Muslim Sharif. It is a lengthy incident. The wives of Nabi Sallam came and they asked him for increase in their stipend. They wanted extra money. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 1 month, he took a qasam that I'm not going to go to any of my wives. Every one of the houses were crying. That Nabi Sallam he's not going to come and visit us. Umar radiallahu anhu was worried. I think so Nabi Sallam gave talaq to his wife. I think so, I'm worried. It's one of my daughters, Hafsa radiallahu anha. So immediately he goes to the first house and he knocks. Ya bint Abi Bakrin, he knocks on the door. He says, oh daughter of Abu Bakr, what have you done? Aqad balagha min sha'nika an tu'dhiya Rasulullah. You giving taklif to Nabi Sallam? Look at her. Now who was Umar radiallahu anhu? Umar radiallahu anhu was that sahabi when he walked in the galleys and the alleys of Medina Munawwara, shaitan took another road. And now he's in the house of the daughter of Abu Bakr, Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, hey, hold on. Alika bi'aybatik, go clean your backyard first. Your daughter is also culprit. Look at how she talks to him. She says, no problem, you're right. I need to go to my daughter first. You're right, you are correct. What is the truth has to be accepted. That is why they say, no person has died by choking. No person has choked to death by swallowing his pride. No person has choked to death by swallowing his pride. That is why also in English they say, it's better to lose your pride with someone you love, rather than losing someone you love with your pride. You rather swallow your pride and keep the marriage than keeping your pride and losing your wife. Does it make sense? 78-year-old man giving talaq to his wife. Why? They had a feud over something, fighting for something. 78! Then what's left in your life? What's left? That is why when Alim used to say, when you're 50, you're on standby. When you're 60, you're on lay-by. When you're 70, you must start saying goodbye. 78 years old, giving talaq to his wife. How do you understand? How do you put the pieces of this puzzle together? Allah give all of us tawfiq to get this out of our lives. That pride. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Be the servant of Allah. Don't think you have pride. There is one person who owns this pride. That's Allah. You're not allowed to wear this garment. This garment belongs to only Allah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after 29 days, look at this. After 29 days, he comes home. And he comes to Aisha radiallahu anha, the first wife. And he gives her a choice. It's a lengthy incident. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulallah, لَقَدْ أَقْسَمْتَ أَلَّا تَدْخُلَ عَلِينَا مِنْ شَهْرٍ. Didn't you take a qasam for 1 month? You're not going to come to our houses? I'm counting. 29 days only passed. You came early. They were crying now. Look at this attitude. And Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not get angry. He looks at Aisha and says, yes, sometimes the Islamic month can be 29 days. The month is over. And he never get angry. You know who you're talking to? I'm the Rasul of Allah. I can give you talaq and take another wife. No, he was humble. He was cool. He kept his head. He kept his mind. He says, no problem. What you're saying is correct. 1 month is 29 days Islamically also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq. These are some of the qualities. Let us open Surah 25, Surah Furqan, Ayat 20:63 to Ayat 77 till the end of the Surah, and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us to become His true servants. His true servants. The only reason I could think of myself in front of such a august and such a good audience in such a masjid like this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the qualities of Hazrat Maulana who was here. That was a true servant of Allah. True servant to the last bit of it, to every letter. He was a servant of Allah. Allah give all of us the tawfiq to imbue these qualities within ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take maximum benefit of the Qur'an-i Majid and the month of Qur'an that is coming, so that we are able to read the Qur'an with tajweed when the month of the Ramadan comes. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.